A girl named Erica is on the phone with us today for a second date update. Her email described her situation as something that pissed her off.
Ooh.
In all caps. She's confused, embarrassed, and furious.
Whoa.
In other words, just the typical day for most girls that I know.
Wow.
But apparently really? Something happened on her date that she's very angry about. Erica, how are you?
I'm good, you guys. How are you?
Good. You must be in a great mood.
I'm really not.
I'm not surprised at all. Your email sounds like you're actually really angry. Tell us a little bit about who you want to call today for your second date update.
Well, I met this guy, Jordan, at a club, and I just want to see what the hell happened.
Okay, so start off with what the hell got us here. What happened?
I went out with my girlfriends a few nights ago. We went to a club. And having a good time, you know, really wasn't going to meet anybody. I just was going out with my girlfriends, and I met Jordan, and we met on the dance floor, basically, because you can't hear anything at the club. It's very loud. And he did, like, this little cheesy dance move, and I just thought it was charming. I thought it was cute.
Yeah, when you're on the dance floor, the typical move is you come by and you put your hand in the small of her back.
Yeah.
Or you just kind of clench her hips a little bit and just say, hey, what's up? Women like that a lot,
God,
don't they?
You just give me chills describing that. It's so creepy, dude.
So this guy did a cute little dance move, and you guys ended up dancing together. Did you talk at all?
I mean, we tried. We really, you can't hear. I mean, literally, you're standing, like, on top of one another and dancing together, and you can't hear one another. All you can do is just smile and dance.
Yeah. Right. So did you guys go somewhere after that, or did you do a date later?
We did. We talked about going to a really, like, a quiet bar that was down the street, and we decided to meet up there. So I told my girlfriends that I was going. I told them exactly where I was going. And they wanted to come with me, but I said I was okay, and I took myself there.
All right, and how was it when you actually got a chance to talk to the dude?
Well, this is what happened. I got there, and I picked a spot in the bar where, you know, when people walk in, you can see.
Right.
And we did exchange numbers, so, you know, we would have each other's numbers. And I sat there, and I waited, and I waited, and I waited some more, and literally I waited half an hour. Half an hour.
Didn't you think it was kind of weird that you guys didn't walk to a bar together?
Well, I wanted to say goodbye to my girlfriends, let them know where I was going.
Yeah.
And then I left after saying goodbye to them. And so I figured he would be there waiting for me. Instead, it was the other way around.
You waited 30 minutes for him and then you gave up, or did you wait longer?
No, I texted him. I was like, where the hell did you go? Where are you? So he texted back and he said something came up with his mother.
Whoa.
Okay, why are you so angry?
Well, it sounds like an excuse.
Why? Because we had just talked about meeting up at this place. Like,
but you're not invested. I mean, it's just some dude you met on the dance floor. I mean, you really actually liked him that much?
I mean, he totally ditched me, and he used some lame-ass excuse. Excuse my language. He used a lame excuse about his mother that just happened.
What if we call him for the second date update and something really did happen with his mom? Are you going to feel bad?
There is no possible way. Yes, anything's possible, but there's no way in that half an hour that something happened with his mother.
Okay.
So you're certain that the mom thing is a lie. So why do you think he ditched you?
Because he probably met some other, like, hot on the floor and decided to ditch me. I don't know.
So he found something better is what you're thinking.
Well, probably in his mind he found something better. Maybe more instant. Maybe he was instantly satisfied in the club bathroom.
Whoa.
Sounds like a good night to me.
Yeah.
I'd be too tired to meet up with you a half hour later. I'd be asleep in one of the stalls.
Whatever happened, he should have at least been honest with me and give a little respect. I mean, we just made a plan. Text me. Don't give me some excuse about your mother. Just say, listen, something came up. I'll call you tomorrow. Let's go on a proper date.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know.
Have you tried to text him since that night?
Hell no.
Okay. So this is just the last thing you heard from him, was saying that something came up with his mom, and then you guys haven't talked at all.
That's it.
Do you have, like, a lot of pent-up anger about, like, just dating in general?
You know what? I'm tired of the bullshit. I really am. I'm tired of it. It's, you know, I'm starting to get the idea that the lesbians have the right idea. This is ridiculous.
Hey.
All right, so bottom line, you got ditched by this guy, you're pissed about it, and you want us to call him and ask why he did it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you want a second date?
I don't know. Let's hear what he has to say. I don't know if I would want to go out with him.
Do you know anything about him at all?
I know that he's a jerk, and he blew me off, and I want to know why.
All right, well, we'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, okay?
Yes.
All right, hold on.